Hello, this is Grant from the Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, Grant, it's Kathy. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Good. Sorry for the confusion. I sent a conference line over, and we were waiting on that, so we just had our communications a little bit mixed up here.
Oh, my mistake. My bad
No
there.
worries. No worries. I have Dan with me and also Elena.
Hello, Grant.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Grant.
Anyways, I was just looking over the list for you guys that we have on the backlog report. I'm about halfway down that list in terms of seeing kind of what ended up happening with these deals. But if you guys have any questions, feel free to go ahead and start.
Yeah, I think it's a couple things. One, we wanted to talk more in a general way about, how we can improve, the booking and really the conversion ratio and also, the approval ratio. That's been a little bit up and down, but I think that's generally in the ballpark. Is that correct, Dan?
Yeah, so Graham, I'm not, the approval rate did go down a little bit August and September, but I'm not overly concerned about that. Overall, I think we have a pretty healthy approval rate with you guys. What I would like to talk to you about, though, is just the conversion on funded to approved deals. I think we're right around 18-19% of approvals that fund. And just wanted to talk with you about this, and I know we probably in Q2 or Q3 we offered that no origination fee program for you guys, and we thought that might have a little gain a little bit more momentum in converting some of these deals, and so far we're not really seeing that. So just wanted to kind of have some open dialogue with you and see if there's anything we can do on our end or anything you guys can potentially do on your end to help improve that conversion rate, because I will tell you that kind of is sticks out pretty glaringly, and it's gained some looks from senior management, and as we evaluate our partners and long-term relationships, it's definitely an area that I'd like to see improve with you guys. So just wanted to, again, just have open dialogue and get your feedback on that.
Yeah, what do you consider a healthy approval to funded ratio for most of your other ISOs?
We're about 40%.
Really? Huh.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Do most of your other ISOs, are they kind of our size? Like, do they usually also work with like OnDeck, NewLogic, and the like?
They do. They do. And again, as I've stated before, we don't work with many partners. We only have a handful, probably about six, five to six that we offer this program to. And that's kind of, we our focus is not just, going out to many, many different ISOs and brokers. We want to have a few key relationships that we can build upon and develop and grow with our partner over time.
Certainly, I totally agree. I know that. So as we may, I don't think we've discussed, but Windset no longer exists. So we definitely want to, funnel all deals that we see needing 100K or less. We want you guys to always be the first look for those high credit scores. That's how we've been treating you, and kind of just trying to get you as many looks as possible. But in terms of the conversion ratio, I think that I'm trying to think, just given what I do as a credit analyst, I don't, on my end, can think of like what necessarily you guys are doing, or what I'm doing that could bring that up. I think I just need to get with our sales managers and explain more of what you've told me and say that it's important that we get these numbers up. I know that we are always funneling in new talent, and sometimes that can come with some growing pains, but I couldn't say for sure on each deal like what the reason is. I've like I said, I've begun on this list, and I know that some of them are pending. So out of this list, I'm hoping that some of these will still fund. But more than anything, when it comes to upping that conversion ratio, I think it's going to be me going to my sales managers and telling them that when you have a Marlin approval, really it's going to be the best in the business, and that needs to be communicated to the customer. You know, all these customers in the market, as I'm sure you've realized, have become more knowledgeable of the product, and it's more and more of, oh, what's your rate? Let me shop around. Let me wait a long time. Let me see if I can get something better. So I know that's holding things up, and it's a shift I've seen, but definitely want to make it clear to them that Marlin, especially with Windset being gone, needs to be catered to.
So Grant, I appreciate that. And just a couple of things on our end, I think you'll like to hear. One is we did just approve our credit committee increasing our dollar amount from $100,000 to $150,000.
Oh, my goodness. That's good news.
Yeah. So, that should help. And, again, just to be fully transparent with you on this, we're obviously it's going to have to be a really rock-solid deal to be able to warrant the $150,000 as we, we don't have a lot of experience between 100 and 150, so initially it's probably going to be pretty tight. So again, just want to be fully transparent on that. And,
that's the right expectation.
The good news is we will go over 100,000. The other thing is, I noticed a lot of it's not all of your requests, probably 75-80% of them always come over just for the max. And I think from our perspective, we don't want to just if we want to try to be more efficient with you guys and try to get that conversion up, if the customer is looking for 250 and they have really good banks, good credit, it probably just isn't going to be a deal that's going to fund with us because let's be honest, OnDeck's going to give them 250 all day. So
yeah,
in those situations, again, if it's a customer and there's a specific need for 150 or less, those are the deals we really want to look at. But anything more than that, probably just wasting all of our time.
Yeah, I have pushback coming from the sales managers in terms of them saying that they want to have options, and just because they've been working here for like 8 years, sometimes it's hard for me to say no, but I will, really, their priority is also to make sure that, we maintain our relationships with their lenders, especially you guys, so I'll go explain things to them. I know in a few scenarios, it's like, I'm not sure if you had a chance to look at our system when we came out, but a deal comes in and then there's notes at the bottom that explain in general what the customer is looking for. And it's in most cases, I think that we try and get a Marlin offer, even if we know they'll get 200K on deck, because they will state in the original notes that maybe, hey, we're only looking for 80K. But I know that we've still run into some roadblocks where they can qualify for more, and as it turns out, our managers are saying, hey, customer, maybe you should take the 200K. So I'm definitely going to look into those scenarios. I already have two, I think, in front of me on this list where that happened, like American Arbor Care is one of them. They only needed 80K, though they could have qualified for much more at many other places, but I wanted to give them the best option because they seem to be a very clean file. So, I think that it's good that what I'm getting so far is that maybe we should cut back on any deal that, would really be getting 200Ks at NewLogix or OnDeck, just to make sure that we're more efficient and bring up that approval to funding ratio. Were there any deals in particular on this list that you were looking to speak about? Like I said, I am about 8 deals deep on this and just getting an idea of what happened to them, but I'd be more than happy to answer specifics as well.
No, I mean, I don't grant no specifics for me. I just, I think it's not, I know it's there's kind of nuances to every deal, but I think if we can try to take that approach where, again, if the borrower is just looking for the most that they're going to get, and it's just not going to really, OnDeck or Canada is going to give them, more than 150, then it might just make the process more efficient, get your booking rate up with us. We just, steer clear of those deals altogether. But I know that's easier said than done because, like I said, there's at times you don't know if they want a specific amount and if that's what will work with our rates as well, being the lower than the competitor. So, so that's really all, from that perspective I wanted to talk about. I wanted to get your input on what if there's still things that you're seeing from our end that aren't working or if you're not pleased with any aspect of our service levels, I wanted to also get your feedback there as well.
I'm trying to think, and I'll get with sales managers and the credit analysts after this and send you guys an email if they have any additional input. But off the top of my head, to be frank, and I know like criticism is the best type of feedback, but you guys have been doing a good job, especially like several months ago. We had some roadblocks. Everything seems to have been cleared. Funding, who I think is almost more important than credit, has been pleased with how easy things have been funding, pretty quick transitions. Other than that, you know, you guys are looking for specific types of deals. We're always looking for more money over here, but that's not even a criticism. You know, we like the approvals you get. We know that out of all most of our lenders that it's something that's responsible. So I'm going to have to ask my fellow credit analysts and managers if they have anything else to say. Other than that, I'm going to just go back to them and explain what you've told me, and we're going to start focusing on cutting down on those kind of unreasonable offers. We're on deck doing full boat 250s and focus more on bringing up that ratio. So if there's anything else I can help you with, I'd be more than happy to, but right now I think that's all I've got for you in terms of how Marlin's been doing.
Well, I think that, you know, that would be very helpful. And again, we don't expect to get to 40% overnight, but I think we'll start seeing improvement of that. That goes a long way with, you know, our internal people here. I don't think we need specifics on this list at this time, but if you could go through it, let us know if there's any that are definitely dead and why, or something that we need to revisit. If we can, we will.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if you could follow up, you know, on the sales side, that would be great. Dan, did you have anything more to add to that? And again, obviously, if there's anything else that comes up from your team that we need to do differently, you know, just let us know, and we'll certainly take it under advisement.
All right, awesome. I'm going to schedule that meeting with sales today and get this knocked out. So appreciate you guys giving me a call and always being transparent. Yeah, the feedback is very useful on our end.
Okay, terrific. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Grant.
Thank you, Grant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
care.
Bye for now. Bye.
Bye.